A lot of things have changed over the years since cooperatives first took hold in North Dakota, but one thing that hasn't changed is the spirit of cooperation. For over 90 years, Farmers Union has championed that spirit in the member-owned cooperatives that provide valuable services and products to all North Dakotans. Join Farmers Union in celebrating the cooperative spirit that is alive in our communities and in us all. Because if it's October, it's Co-op Month.
Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. We are going to travel up north, north central North Dakota, and visit with our friend Jason Hansen from Rock and Roll Agronomy in the Devil's Lake area. Jason, it's been a few weeks since I've had a chance to talk to you, but I was checking your Twitter feed out this week, and it looks like you were still soil sampling, but you're doing it in the snow. How fun was that?
How fun do you think it was?
Dumb question.
It's probably the least favorite. And it was, I mean, I had a guy that wanted to do some, and I was up north in the Munich area, just got busy, and he got me maps, and it was a good thing he did, because it was kind of tricky to find all the fields. They were all connected. But yeah, they've got probably 4 inches of snow up there, and it stuck around. And so I would rather sample in mud, not a lot of mud, but even wet conditions, because snow, everything just gets, you just get muddy. But
right.
I improvised. My friend Mark Gusto gave me an idea to use the windshield scraper. He just reached down, moved the snow, and then you put the probe down and everything stays sort of dry. But it worked out. It sampled good. And I got two fields left. I got two canola fields that are out still. And then it's the season. So
okay.
It's not much fertilizer has been going on. It's gotten pretty cold and a lot of ditching. That's probably the main thing that's going on. There is a tremendous amount of cleaning up and doing ditching work this fall.
What's left in the fields? I'm assuming there's still some corn, and I don't know how much for sunflowers there is in your neck of the woods, but I would imagine they're still out there a little bit.
Yeah, like I mentioned, I got a couple odd canola fields. I've seen some sunflowers up in the Munich area. I personally haven't seen any corn out. I know all my guys have gotten theirs off. I saw some flax that was still out in the windrow, so it's going to have to melt off for that. But it is pretty much just about everything is done, and not as much field work. I mean, if there was field work, it was around edges to kind of make fire breaks. There's some guys that have put on urea and have covered it up. So, that worked up better than I thought it was going to, but it's still pretty lumpy, so okay. They probably want to see it stay cold and then actually get some snow to seal everything up.
So what kind of mood are the growers in up there? Were the yields pretty good?
Yeah, for the most part. It really varies. You get into some areas and people say, oh, yeah, our best crop was wheat. And other people say, well, that wasn't the case with us. And our canola was really spectacular. Oh, well, ours wasn't as great. There's a lot of variability this year with some things. Overall, probably corn was yield-wise, disappointment. The frost, that September 8th and 9th frost, really hurt us. And then the dry stretch of weather we got really made a big impact on corn. So, like someone said, it was just probably good enough that we'll plant some more next year.
Right. Well, as I was perusing around watching you, do soil sampling in the snow and enjoying my easy chair, I also ran across your new segment that you've been doing for a few weeks for folks that haven't checked it out. Is it exclusively on Twitter and it's labeled Agronomist Happy Hours? So give us the lowdown where people can find it and what you're doing.
So me and Kyle Oakey, a guy I used to work with, we're still good friends. We do a lot of fishing together. We decided we're going to put a podcast together. We call it the Agronomist's Happy Hour. And so we've had a couple episodes out already. One was on fall burndown, herbicide applications and managing weeds in the fall for spring. And then we did one on fall fertility because we've been so dry and so cold, how that impacts. So we talk about agronomy issues, but then we also talk about where we've been, what we've been up to, things that are going on in the state of North Dakota. And the happy hour portion is that we're always looking for breweries in the state or even in western Minnesota, eastern Montana, that make beer, because a lot of the two-row barley is used from the
right.
state. And so, I mean, man cannot live on bread alone. Locked it down, right? So kind of it's fun back and forth type of stuff, but we just decided it was kind of a deal. Now we're starting to get some guests on and get some more recordings. So if you got, you follow podcasts on Spotify or Apple or Stitcher, you can find it there. Just search Agronomist Happy Hour and it'll pop up.
What's the most interesting beer that you have featured so far?
That I have tasted, I did a Rumbus Guys, had a Meritzen, so that was kind of interesting. That was a good beer. Of course, I had the Wood Chipper from Fargo Brewing Company. And if you like IPAs, that's a 70 IBU, so it really will, man, your mouth will pucker, but boy, is it good. And I like IPAs, that's just me. And I've had Teddy Roosevelt American Badass was a pretty good beer, too. So if you're, that's out of Sydney, Montana, but I got one from Half Brothers this next week we're going to do. So it's sitting in the fridge just waiting on me, and the temptation is there to try it already.
Calling your name. And we better give a plug for it. Agronomy on Ice will be here before we know it.
I will, on the small lakes in this state, probably not safe, but you could do it. I bet you'll be people ice fishing before Halloween this year.
Wow. I don't think I would venture out, but somebody will.
I will.
Oh, you will.
I'll play it safe, but yes, February 3rd, Agronomy on Ice. So we're still looking at things. We might have to make some adjustments depending on how COVID is. But as far as being on the ice that day, that should be a go. So, and the way this fall is going, we're going to have plenty of it.
I would think. Where's the best place to find out more information about Agronomy on Ice?
Well, you can go to agronomyonice.com. There's a website up there. Or you can keep up following me on Twitter. I have updates. We'll be doing one here on November 3rd because not only is it the election that day, but it's also 3 months till Agronomy on Ice. So that's the significance for me for election day, is that it's actually only 3 months to go to Agronomy on Ice.
What's your Twitter handle?
Twitter handle is at Rock and Roll Agronomy. Agronomy spelled a little different because the number of letters. You can find me there, find on Instagram, even Snapchat. So that's where I'm at.
Again, that was Jason Hansen with Rock and Roll Agronomy. We'll have more Farm Talk coming up in just a moment.